In the 60s, then, Franklin and Grace would establish a charitable foundation.
Yes, in 1969, they established the Grace and Franklin Burnson Charitable Foundation. It was to be the recipient of essentially 98 or 99% of their estate. They had no children and no other family that they wanted to benefit.
What would you estimate their worth was at that time?
Oh, somewhere approaching $20 million.
That was in 69, so I don't know how you figure that in today's dollars, but it was huge.
It was huge.
So, he wanted you to set up this foundation.
Yes.
And this was your first time to do something like that.
Yes, it was.
Was that a big challenge, and how did it go?
Actually, setting up a foundation is fairly easily done. You just follow the Internal Revenue Service regs and guidelines. It's something that not many people were doing back then, but Franklin had no other beneficiaries that he wanted. He was very active in First Presbyterian Church. I had done his estate planning, and at first he was going to leave most of his money outright to the church. And then something happened that he became disappointed with some of the leadership of the church for something they had done and decided that he didn't want to do that. He would rather control the outcome of it through a foundation. So we established the foundation.
What would the mission have been of this foundation?
It was simply to benefit charitable organizations here in Tulsa, including First Presbyterian Church. He was the one who set up the very first foundation that the church itself has today, which is probably worth some $15 or $20 million. That was Franklin's first project to establish that. He had a fondness for Philbrook. He had a fondness for Gilcrease. Tulsa Boys Home, he had always supported that.
And the Little Lighthouse, I believe.
Yes, and the Little Lighthouse. The foundation was not to be funded, though, until his death. He continued to make his own contributions and change his mind about things that he wanted done. And he made his wife, Grace, and I the trustees of the foundation from the very beginning. Grace moved into mental incapacity during the latter years of her life and had to be established out at Oral Roberts University where they cared for her. It appeared for a while that Oral Roberts would receive a substantial benefit from Franklin's estate, but something happened to change his mind along the way. Oral did something that he didn't approve of, and so he changed his estate plan and left it to the trustees who survived him to decide how the foundation would be run.
Grace died in 1982.
Yes.
And then Franklin died in January of 1984.
Right.
He was 91 years old when he died. Were you with him then around that time?
I would see him daily. He was pretty sharp, but he began to decline just at the very end of his career and had to be driven around. But he was very unhappy with First Presbyterian Church's minister at the time. So he wanted to withhold doing much for them at the time, and he left everything into the estate. He had two people on his staff that he felt very high regard for, Howard Mayer and a Paul Peterson. He made them trustees of the foundation along with me. His banker was a gentleman by the name of John Strong, and he was made a trustee so that after Franklin passed away, all of his estate essentially went to the foundation, approximately $20 million worth. And it was up to Peterson, Mayer, myself, and John Strong to decide how the foundation would be distributed. It has become a perpetual foundation, and we distribute approximately 5% to 7% a year of the foundation proceeds to various charitable organizations within the city of Tulsa or close environs.
When you're considering grants and so forth, and it's been a while since he's been here, but you were with him so much, you think, how would Franklin look at this? How would Franklin view this?
Yes, we do. We knew, you know, of his fondness for the church. First Presbyterian Church has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of the foundation. Philbrook has also, because he was a Philbrook board member, and organizations relating to children. He never had children, but they always had wished they had, so they were very fond of children's organizations, like the Little Lighthouse.